And I pray that whoever did not receive this Daniel fasting, you do not receive it, you can come and see me, or give me an email address, we'll send to you, right? Actually, Brother Bernard has already photostated about 30 copies of this, and if you want, he can give it to you afterwards, so you can follow. Why Daniel fasting is because I didn't know it was not a coincidence by God that it's speaking to many people of God in the throughout the world. And I did speak to somebody about Daniel fast. And we are going to see that Daniel fast to be done on the first, but we can't do it first because a multinational nation, a multicultural nation like us, that is Chap Gome on Monday. So if we start on the first, then you can't participate with your brothers and sisters who are siblings in your family with some of the Chap Gome delicacies. So we decided for the purpose of every one of them, for the benefit of the kingdom of God, that we'll start on the seventh evening. That's the reason why we started on 7. When somebody went back to Australia, they called me and said, Pastor, it's not by coincidence, it's a divine appointment that my church, when my absence, has decided to have a fast in Australia. The entire church throughout whole Australia, about 21,000 people, are fasting Daniel fast starting from today. Yesterday evening, 6 o'clock. And I went on to the website and see there's another group of them fasting in Canada and USA also. So it's God's divine answer for the reasons. I told the reason why that we are fasting because I see a lot of uncertainty this year, politically, spiritually, and also in families. We saw that on the 31st night, God spoke to us that there will be nations will be struck this year. And there shall be families be broken. So the SOS distress this morning came is because families are starting early. Even pastors' family. So I want you to pray. Pray specifically for people who are doing mission work. People who are doing things that is for kingdom of God. You pray for them that their family will be intact. Amen? Praise God. So if you do not understand the fasting, please come back and see me afterwards. We'll give it to you. I'll cover it today. Today in my message, I will cover. I'm fast forwarding today to Daniel today. Alright? We have got so many families. What is our message this week, this month? Hello? What is the message? Number one, family. This is the year of family. Number two, disciple to disciple. So in order to have a family, whereas the discipling starts from the home. Are we recapping? It starts from the home. So if you are not discipling your children well, they will not become good people in the society, even in the church. So discipling starts from the house, not in the church. That is the reason why I'm asking parents to be interacting together in our church Sunday schools. Amen? So we start that. So what is the topic of our message for the year, for the first 6 months? The photo album of God. The photo album of God. All of us have an album. How many of you here don't have an album? If somebody has no album, please put up your hands. I'll give you one album today. The guy next door upstairs, they're making, printing so many albums. So we can ask them to, we can buy from them from the factory itself directly. It'll be cheap. See, every one of us got album. So album is something that we talk about goodness of people. Is that right? So God has got a format of, from the time I've already spoken that the first family, God's family, was the family of Adam. Is that right? Let's pray today, and I'm fast-forwarding from family of Adam. When I was in my absence, Sister Jay spoke about the family it contacts itself. Right? Of God, how did God breed, and he brought up to where Christ was the family, how the lineage of family of Christ was. So we will see the characteristics of God's family. If today, if you were to see somebody in your life, and you've got a son or a daughter, you turn around and say, hey, this is my son, this is my daughter. You know what? When he was young, he was doing this, he was doing that. He was so cute. All the photographs. You see, you talk about the person. And he said, now today, graduated. Oh, he's doing here, he's there. That's what we talk about. Is that right? Don't our family talk about that? They don't talk anything bad about you, but they talk about good about to everybody else. Is that right? There's none of the family members here will come out and say, ah, oh, this son, it's not my son. I wish he was not my son. Never. Everyone will say good things about that. So God himself also has got an album. So we'll go to fast forward from after Noah, from after Abraham. I want to fast forward to Daniel because we're going to do a Daniel fasting. Right? Father, we just want to thank you, Father God, for this morning. That every word that I speak, Lord, will be a word, Lord, which is from you. Nothing shall come out from my lips which is not of you. I dedicate my mind, my lips and my tongue and my heart to you, Lord. Let everything that comes, Lord, shall be your spirit speaking today. And I pray, Lord, every fertile ground which is here will be prepared so that they will be receiving the word, so that the character of Daniel shall be implanted in us. We can be the last days Daniels for the kingdom of God. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. Now, Daniel. How many of you know Daniel? Everyone, we say Daniel means he talks about the prophecies Daniel gave. Is that right? He's one of those prophets which is called major prophets in the Old Testament. He's one of those prophets. He's not a patriarch, but he's a prophet called by God. And that is the time that God spoke to him about the last days. If you want to know the understanding of his prophecies, we must read in line together with Ezekiel and also with Revelation. Then you will understand his prophecies. If you don't go into that, people don't like to go into that, dwell in that. If you don't have the right teachings, you don't have the right understanding from God. Very important. Amen? Now let's look at Daniel. Chapter 1 of Daniel talks about the time when, how Daniel was moved out of Israel to Babylon. Is that right? Chapter 1 talks about how in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, to his hand with some of the articles of the house of God which he carried. I'm reading from chapter 1, Daniel, and verse 1 onwards. Which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God and brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision for the king's delicacies and of wine which he drank and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Amen. Now, historically, if you look at how Daniel started, Daniel started off a word in his name. His name has got a word also. The name, his name itself has got a purpose in his life. His name is actually called the One. Daniel, in modern days, the Daniel we talk about, the olden days, Hebrew word is Daniel. D-A-N-I-Y-Y-E-L, the Hebrew word. So the later one, the Tiberian word, which is used in Tiberia, meaning, which is Daniel, meaning God is my judge. Daniel's name is interpreted as God is my judge. So the man who was actually besieged when Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, came down to Jerusalem, he did not just simply take people, he wiped out the entire country of Israel. He wiped them out. He brought them away. From the day that he has done, from that time until now, the effects of the king of Babylon is seen as an effect. Many children were taken away and brought out to different nations. And many of them were brought into this part. And I believe many of the people were also killed. Men were killed. But other than that, the younger ones were kept for the purpose of serving the kingdom of the Babylonians. So about a year, 600 BC, in the year, third year of reign of Jehoiakim was BC 606. The year 606 before Christ. And this came, there was also other minor prophets and his friends. His friends' name were called Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And they were given different names now. All the names were changed. In verse 6 you'll find that the names were changed. Daniel was given a name and the others were given also name. He gave name. Verse 7 says, the chief of the eunuchs gave names to Daniel. Daniel was called Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. So the names were changed by the Babylonians. It was not changed by the people in Jerusalem, but they were changed according to. But everyone has the meaning into their world. In the name of Daniel, there was, God is my judge. Brothers and sisters, I want you to pay attention to the character, not on the prophecies of what Daniel has done. Let's not look at the prophecies and the things Daniel has done. Let's look at the character of Daniel. There are three things I've incited in the Daniel's character. Number one, I see faithfulness. Number two, I see another thing that is about himself is faithfulness and obedience. That's number one. Number two is wisdom. Number three is prayer. There are three characteristics: faithfulness and obedience, wisdom and prayer. These are three things which encompasses or is embedded in the life and the body of this man, Daniel. Why do I say that? Number one, if you will find, he was handed over to the chief eunuch. Right? He was handed over to the chief eunuch. Many theologians say he was a eunuch. There is no mention of a family for him in the Bible at all. You follow what I'm saying? They were taken out and they were castrated to become eunuchs. That's one philosophy that theologians talk about. But you see, the king had one requirement. The king, when he says, when you bring these people, a lot of people were brought in. There were also the king, Joachim also was there. Israel was also captured and brought to Babylon. But you see, the king of Babylon had a requirement. Number one, you will find, he had the people, the type of people he wanted. A Babylonian king, his wives, somehow or other, I do not know. Where did he get the wisdom? But the word of God says, it is the purpose of God that he gave Israel to the hands of Babylon. God gave them. You see the characteristics of the man who wanted Babylonian. Number one, he wanted Israeli children. He didn't want anybody else. You'll find that in verse 3 and 4. I'm reading from verse 3 and 4. He had a qualification. That is a qualification that he wanted, the king wanted. Number one, he wanted Israeli children. Number two, he wanted children's, Israel's king's descendant. He wanted people from the descendant of the king of Israel. Number three, he wanted the people of Israel, nobles, noble people, people who've got wisdom. There are three characteristics of person he wanted, a qualification he wanted, that the king wanted. And he says, the other thing is that among all these people, I don't want the old people, I want the young people, young children. Can you read that? You'll find that in verse 4. Young man, in whom there was no, and then he talks about what kind of person he should be. Even if you get a young man, these are the people I want, but you will get the young man, but the young man must have these qualities. The qualities he talks about, number one, is there should be no blemish. Aha. What is blemish? There should be no fault. There should be nothing in the person that you can find fault in the person. Can you realize how Babylonian king chose the people for himself? He wants his people in the courtyard. He wants the people to serve him, but the people to serve him had the qualifications. Not everybody can serve God. Everybody could not serve the king at that time, Babylonian king. He wanted people who are good quality people. And he talked about not only the person must be bodily, no blemish on the person, and also good looking. Must be handsome, lah. You're not good looking, you're out, you go. If James stand there when I was young, probably he'll say, excuse me, next one. Alright? So James will be put out like that. When I was put out on the choir, when they asked me to sing, Do Re Mi, I started singing. He says, excuse me, please, next. So same way would have been for myself too. So he says he must be good looking. When he said good looking, it's not only the beauty, but also must be strong. Amen? So he must be a gifted person in all wisdom. The quality he's asking. He must be gifted and have wisdom. He must have wisdom. Otherwise, he don't want that person. Alright? You can have everything else. If you don't have wisdom, he doesn't want the child there. Possessing knowledge. They must have knowledge. That is a knowledge of understanding. Understanding is important. Knowledge is important. Knowledge. Quick to understand. The next quality is asking quick to understand. He must be able to understand quickly. If you see something or see something or see anything up there, he must be able to understand. Quick to understand. I don't know, where can you find that person nowadays here?
ability to serve in a king's palace. Aha. That's the qualification. The person must have the ability, must have the character, must have the qualification, must have that kind of things, embodiment, that he can walk in the kingly places. The character when he walks, the way he walks, how he carries himself. So he has ability to be able to walk, work in king's palace. How you carry yourself. It's very important. Can you just see how, what kind of qualification is given? And they also said, he also asked, those who might be able to teach, teachable person, a person who can be taught the language and the culture of the Chaldeans. Bear in mind, Babylonians are Chaldeans. You must know the culture, must be teachable person. You must be teachable that you can teach and understand the Chaldean language and the culture of the language. This is his qualification again, okay? These are the qualifications. Above all that, he also said that this person not only must have all these things, he must be able to eat the kingly food. Ha ha. Kingly food which is rich. He must be fed with the kingly food which is rich. And the word used here is very nice. No, I like the word here where he used it, no? Verse 5. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies. Oh. When we talk about delicacies, some of them will talk about monkey's brain. Some of them will talk about, you know, whatever, you know, tiger's meat and venison and all kind of things. And snake also. That's called delicacies. And some has got cockroaches as delicacies. Some of them has got spiders as delicacies. And you'll find lizards too as delicacies. All depends on yourself. But the delicacies of a kingly is entirely different. It's not a lizard. It's not a cockroach. But a very good food which will fatten the person. Amen? Fatten and good looking, good round looking. So that he'll be able to bubbly go around the whole entire palace, bubbly walking around everywhere. Alright? That's what he wanted, to feed the person with wine and also things. Now why I'm reading this to you is because this is the requirement of the king of Babylon. Right? So, Daniel and his friends have already passed all that qualifications. And they have come to this place. And now they stand before another eunuch. The chief eunuch has given another eunuch to be overseer of him. Do you follow what I'm saying? Can you see? I want to drive somewhere. He's given to the eunuch. And now, this man, Daniel, how old do you think he would have been? Would he be 50 years old? They're asking for children. How old do you think he would have been? I believe he was in the early teens. Early teens. That he would have just been more than 12 years old. Just about 12 and above. So that he was able to characterize, to see all this. He has been qualified in this. So he had been preserved in Israel, in Jerusalem. He was preserved. He was taught the ways of God. Amen? The entire Torah was taught to him. He knows what actually it's all about. So he was actually discipled in his house. Do you get what I'm saying? Because the people of Babylon came and destroyed everything. They took the articles in the temple and brought the articles into the storehouse of the temple or the God, of their God, not of God of Israel. Do you follow? There was no others they carried. So there must be something that was Daniel was taught, that he had all the qualities inside him. He was unblemished. Bear in mind, he doesn't have any blemish. No one eye, one twinkle eye. One, it's a perfect person. Right? It's perfectly fair. Maybe bluish eyes or brownish eyes. I do not know, whatever it is. But I've seen a picture somebody drew about Daniel. He was balding already. When he was in the den. All right? Somebody drew a picture I've seen. It's Daniel with balding here. All balding. Only an airplane can land here. The other saw little grasses around here. So the other, then I saw, he see it, some lion sitting around him. That's what I saw a picture. But I don't think that is the picture of him. I do not know, because that is what somebody has drawn about him. But you see, he must be good looking. Handsome. And this guy was chosen. What he was taught, number one, his faithfulness to his religion, to his faithfulness to the God he had, he continued to hold it, uphold it in the new land. He went from the land of his God, chosen God, and he has gone from there, he upheld it in the land where he was. The next verse you'll find, he says, He says, I've already qualified everything else. I only ask of you one thing. He says, I do not want to eat any of the food of the king. Right? You'll find the verse says that, but Daniel, verse 8 onwards you'll find, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. What is the word used there? It's called defile. So far, the qualification the king has asked is no defilement. Now, by eating this, by he going and drinking what he wants to drink now, what the king drinks, he will defile his body. Question number one. How many of us will ourselves to defile our body because of taste bud? Will ourselves. We go into gluttony. We eat so much. Including me. That's why my tummy is rounded a little bit. All of us. We go into gluttony and drink. Bear in mind, the word of God says this in Proverbs. Full mouth, gluttony can bring laziness. We can sleep easily. Right? Sleep easily. If we eat too much at night, you tend not to, some of them cannot sleep. After that, when they go to sleep, they really snore so much. The next door neighbor has got to close his windows and everything else. Right? So we have to have something in our stomach, but not that heavy. We become gluttony. Gluttony. Defile our body. Defile our body with the things which is not allowed in our body. See, Daniel, because he was tutored, he was discipled in his own house, in his own family, then now he can come and practice what he has learned in a different country, different nation, when his parents or people were not around with him. Do you get the point? His faithfulness. He's faithful in doing what he wants to do for God, wherever he is. Doesn't matter whether before a king or any person, wherever and whomever he is with. Sometimes we indulge. Right? And somebody said, no, you don't like to eat this food. And he says, now eat la. Okay la, to please the person, indulge la. But you see, Daniel did not. He asked permission that he should not eat the food of the kings. Hello? Are we on track? He's faithful. Second faithfulness you'll find in him, I see in him, that he's a man of prayer. He's faithful. He's faithful in the things that he, when you see, you'll find in chapter 6 onwards, you'll find, every day, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. See, by this time, you'll find Daniel's already seen and was able to give a dream, interpret a dream. But now, after interpreting the dream, he's got promotion in the kingdom of the natural world. Can you see the faithfulness? He got promoted. Are you with me? How many of you are not with me? He was now the advisor of the king of Babylon. Now he's promoted from where he was, ordinary man, to take care of the things, or a boy. You know, you call a boy in the restaurant. If you don't know how to call boy, you go to Coliseum Cafe. How many of you have been to Coliseum Cafe? You go to Coliseum Cafe, there'll be one old man sitting. Everybody will call him boy. I always wonder, what is this guy? Everybody's old man there called boy. Because that's how they were called. Right? That's how they were called. The waiters were called as boy. Boy, come here. Boy, bill. Boy, everything else. I want to order boy. Because they were called in the olden days boys. So this boy, Daniel, supposed to be like the boy in the palace to do ad hoc work in the palace. Or maybe give wine for the king. That was supposed to be his purpose. Now, because he has already given a vision, the dream that the king had, he was able to interpret. Now he has become a master in the kingdom of Babylon. He's somebody there. How many of us, when we reach onto a higher level promotion in life, when we seek God first, and later on we forget God? How many of us do that? Human beings are prone to do that. Today, when we want something, we pray for it. And when we already got what we wanted, when you are elevated to a different position, to a better position, you are in a different comfortable position, you are not faithful to God. No time to pray. No time to come to church. No time to read the Bible. No time to even counsel your own children, your family members on the word of God. Do you follow? But Daniel was faithful in his work. He was obedient to the commands of God. He was obedient to the word of God. Do you follow? So he was faithful in the things God spoken to him, what has been written to him, what has been said to him, what has been nurtured to him by his forefathers, his parents, his people, even in the synagogue where he was going, he was nurtured. He never forgot what he was taught. He upheld God's word. So he was faithful. Are you with me so far? How many of us, we have to ask a question, how many of us are faithful in the things that we do? How many of us sometimes, because of situation, we give in? How many of us, because of situation in our life that we have to bribe? How many of us, situation in our life that we are in, we are willing to forego the laws of God, the commandments of God, the love of God, because of situation in our life? Daniel was the character that God loved. Daniel had that same character Joseph too had. God loved. We'll talk about Joseph. We'll talk about Abraham. He was faithful. So was this man, Daniel. Faithful to God, whom he did not see. But every day, the word of God says in chapter 6, verse 10 onwards, every day, he went up to the upper room, looking towards Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day. He was faithful to be connected with God. He was faithful to uphold the word of God. Amen? So I call him, he's faithful. The second thing, he had wisdom. Obedience is actually important in our life, his life. He kept away from meat and wine all the while. Let's talk about obedience again. He's kept away from meat and wine. He prohibited anything that is not allowed in the Jewish meal, Jewish tradition. He didn't want to come into it. But it was easy for him to be tempted. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't have to pay. But they were willing, the king was willing to give him. But he says no. He was able to say no to a temptation. And he did not say, after all, I am a slave in this nation. What God see? I am in a different nation now. What God see? He did not say that. He still continued to uphold, because he knows God is ever seeing what he does. Amen? And he and his friends, you will find in the word of God, it says that they did not bow down to the image they made, the king made of himself. They did not bow down. So they upheld, I shall not bow down, you shall not bow down to any other gods other than me. The first commandment, I am the God of yours. I am the only God who brought you out. The 10 commandments, he upheld the 10 commandments to the best he can do, until he denied everything else. Amen? So it's important to find his faithfulness. He's obeying. He's obedient. He's an obeying person. He always is obeying the word of God. And he is man who does not forsake the things which God spoke to him. He did not say that God will understand that I'm in a situation where the king is telling me to do it. I have to do it because my head will be chopped off. He did not go through that. His friends too did not bow down to the image, because their head would be chopped. They said, I would rather die in the furnace than to be bowing down to this image. See how fervent they were. And today, we have people in the land of Malaysia that because of money or property or things, we are willing to change our religion and say, I want to be so and so, this religion, so that I can get this, all these benefits in our life. Amen. The second thing you talk about Daniel is about his wisdom. He never proposed himself, say that he is the one who knew everything. He was able to understand the word. He was not able to understand the word, but he was the capacity to understand the word of God. He was had the capacity to relate with God. He was the capacity to be able to communicate with God, that he can interpret any dreams that the king came up with. You see, the king did not tell the dream. That's the most important part. Daniel, he did not get a dream. So I saw this, I saw this, I saw this. Joseph had you see Joseph's life. He says, I saw this, I saw this, I saw this. And you tell me, what was it like? So Joseph was easily able to directly pinpoint what he said, interpret the dream. But Daniel had a tougher time to interpret, because he said, the king challenged him. He said, you go back and tell me, what did I dream? What is in my mind? Tell me. If you don't tell me, I'll kill you tomorrow. That's what he did. If you tell a problem and the problem to be solved, everybody can solve. Daniel was fervent enough. His intimacy with God was so fervent enough that God still had relationship with him and was able to relate with God, that he can tell and say, this is the dream that you dreamt yesterday. How many of us can tell us that kind of dream? I've been prophesying and seen people, but I can't tell a dream. I know there are people having bad dreams, dreams that will come. God will tell me that's dreams. But I do not know till today what was the dream. That is the power of God. That is the power that God gave wisdom upon this man called Daniel. God is the judge. For his death, God was the judge. He personally gave interpretation of the dream and also exposed the dream of this king. Amen. And you also find there is another time the son of the king had, the king went out. He was really like mad and everything else. And now the son took over and there was this writing on the wall when they were feasting with all the articles they brought from the temple. They took out all the gold articles, the cups and the wine. They were drinking and fellowshipping together and making fun. At that point of time, the hand of God wrote something on the wall. It's called Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. I'm not a Jew. I can't understand that. Anyway. But he was able to understand what was it. The moment Daniel, the word of God says, the moment Daniel walked in, he was able to understand what the word was. He interpreted the word. Can you just imagine how powerful wisdom that he had? Wisdom comes from God, not from anybody else. James says it very clearly. He says, if you do not have wisdom, ask God, he will give it to you wisdom. Right? Wisdom is important. What is wisdom? Brother, this morning, not by coincidence, I believe it's divine intervention, he talked about wisdom. This morning, in Proverbs number 5, chapter 5, talked about wisdom, to have wisdom. Chapter 2 talks about wisdom. Chapter 3 talks about wisdom. Proverbs needs wisdom. There is nobody else who can write about wisdom like the man Solomon, King Solomon wrote. Because he had all the wisdom he had in love. King Solomon had wisdom. It's important for us to understand that today, that wisdom comes from God, not from man. Wisdom has to be from God, not from man. That is why that this man, Daniel, was able to interpret, to tell what dream these people had, and able to dream and interpret a dream which he did not know. Amen? Amen? How many of us would like to be like that? How many of us would like that? Can you see the boldness of people in our life? Put up your hand and say, yes, I want to be like that, Lord. Is it no harm in asking your father? So God, I also want to have the wisdom. I would like to have the wisdom, double portion of that. Because you know why? You don't ask. There was an intimacy. What did Daniel do? Daniel did not go and sit down somewhere and ask. He said, give me 2 days. He asked for a days. And after a number of days was given, he came back and he gave a vision. He gave the interpretation. What did he ask? Where did he ask? He asked God for the wisdom. So unless you ask from God, you cannot receive anything from yourself. Hello? Are you with me so far? Daniel was able to communicate with God and ask of him what he wanted. He said, Lord, I want you to tell me the dream that this king has asked. Otherwise, so many people's head will be on the platter tomorrow. They'll be on the ground tomorrow. Because he was willing to cut off every head of the wise men in the land of Babylon. Bear in mind, together with Daniel, there were many noble people who went along with him. And all their heads will be chopped off. And Daniel was able to come and interrupt and interfere with God's wisdom, and he was able to release the people. God's wisdom is given to us if you are faithful to him. Amen? Amen. We don't ask for God's wisdom. No. God will give me wisdom, jolly, and go off and go to the pub and do whatever we want, or go do and do something else outside there, do whatever in the world. We will not get wisdom. We must have that intimacy with God. We need God's wisdom, not man's wisdom. Not the counsel of man, but the counsel of God. The next thing we know about him is about his prayer life. even though he knows, in the gospel you'll find, even though he knew that he will be chopped off, he will not receive. The prayer is like Daniel chapter 6, how Daniel's enemies conspired, how his enemies conspired to catch him and not to pray. In Daniel, you'll find that, you know, in chapter 6, you'll find he promoted all the people who were around him, were all promoted. Darius promoted everybody around him, around Daniel. All his friends were promoted too. Not only was Daniel promoted, everybody around him was also promoted as governors. And during the time of promotion, the governors were jealous of Daniel, that he was prayerful and he was favored by the king. He still continued to do the things that he pleased God, not please man, but please God. He did not please the king, but he pleased God, his own king in his life, and Lord and King. Amen. You'll find Daniel, even to the time when he was trapped because he was praying 3 times a day, and they went up and they caught him red-handed and brought him to the king and said, this man, you said, shall not pray to anybody else except for the image. They caught him. And you'll find the story in the true story of what happened in Daniel 6. To summarize, I would like to tell you this. He was thrown into the den of lions. This one prophet I see who could able to tame the lions. What did God do? God locked the jaws of every lion and he was able to come out. Because of his prayer life, he was able to receive favor from God and miracles from God. Amen? He was a prayerful man. He didn't bother about whether the king said no, but 3 times a day without fail, he'll go up and pray. Not only did he abstain from the food, but he also prayed. Amen. You'll find in chapter that we are going to talk about in Daniel, of our fast. Our fasting, he talks about in chapter 10, verse 2 and 3. The prophecies which he gave after chapter 10 are very accurate and are being used till today, interpreted by today, okay? But before those things happen, something happened in Daniel's life. Verse 10 says that, in the 3rd year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long, and he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. Now, in order for you to understand, to have a vision to understand, you must have wisdom from God. Amen? In those days, I, Daniel, verse 2 says this, chapter 10, verse 2, was mourning 3 full weeks. 3 full weeks is 21 days. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, I was in deep sleep, slip on my face with my face to the ground. Brothers and sisters, there's something Daniel did other than praying. He fasted. He fasted. His prayer is not only this. He says, no meat or good food entered his mouth, and no drinks of wine entered his mouth. That this man, abstain from everything, on the 21st day, there was an answer for his prayer. If you find and read on further of this chapter 10, you'll find this angel says to him that I was already answering your prayer, the call you made on the first day of your fast and prayer, God already answered your prayer. On the first day, if you go down further and read, he said, on the first day, when he called upon God, your voice was heard in heaven. Amen. How does he hear the voice? The intention of this man, the good works of this heart of this man, was already, God knows, because of his track record. Hello? God gives a track record, isn't it? God in his album writes, no, Daniel, no, from the first day he was taken out from here, and I know he sent out to Babylon, even though I allowed this to happen, like Job, he allowed things to happen. He allowed things to happen, and he was there, this young boy, yet still he was faithful to me. So now I want you to see how God is speaking to you today. Look at Daniel, this young boy. Look at this young man who's been faithful to me. Faithful to me from the day he was even cast out into Babylon. Faithful to me by not even taking the things. He did not even defile himself. When you become a eunuch, you don't see a woman at all. You don't have intimacy with a woman. And this man was all the time faithful to God. And see, God will tell us, look at this man. Not only that, because of his faithfulness, I give him wisdom. And he uses wisdom wisely. There are wisdoms that is given to us that are not, we are supposed to use wisely, but we as man use it wrongly. Hello? What we ask for is, God, give me, God, I need wisdom now. I've got a problem now, a financial problem. If you can give me Toto number tomorrow morning, I can grab and go and buy a 100 ringgit Toto number. And I received one mail the other day. You know, one policeman buying Toto at a Toto stall, and they put it on the internet and showed, no, Pastor, you see this man, he's better to go and take money, my number there, rather than he asking for bribe from everybody else. Right? A policeman was buying Toto, hopefully he can get something from there. He should buy more of that, and then he will not ask money from the people at the roadside, or take bribes. So important thing is wisdom. Where do we use wisdom? Wisdom God gives us. That we ask wrongly things, which is not beneficial for us, which hurts us sometimes. And this man, you'll find, God is showing us today, look at this Daniel today, this child of mine, this man I brought up, he was so faithful that now, when he started fasting on the first day, and he called upon my name, I've already answered his prayer. Because I know his heart. I know his heart. He's faithful all the time. He's obedient to me. And I surely will answer him. He don't even have to fulfill the fast. But because he thought he did not receive answer, you'll find later, you go back and read in chapter 10, you'll find that the angel of God says that, no, I met the king of Persia, the principalities of Persia. Then he talks about again another principalities. And then he talks about principalities. He talks about things, the wicked spirit. If you go back to see Paul has seen the three heavens. He talks about the wicked spirits. Those of you who have been here for the fivefold ministry, you would understand the deliverance ministry. When I was talking about deliverance ministry, we talked about the wicked spirits. That is the highest ones. The wicked spirits in the heavenlies. And this angel had encountered. He needed one of the great angels to come and help him. His name is Michael, the archangel. So the power, the wicked spirit is so powerful, the angel cannot overcome, but he needed Michael, the archangel, to come and interfere to release him out of this Persian king. Then he was able to come and meet with Daniel now. Do you understand what I'm saying now so far? If you don't understand, I want you to go back and read chapter 10. In the verse 10 onwards, you'll find he talks about Michael the archangel. And verse 10, verse 14, he says, now I have come to make you understand what will happen in your people in the later days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. So God, because of his fasting and his prayer, God was able to reveal the future unto this man. Not only about himself, it's not about himself, about the people, about the nation, about Jesus coming, going on the cross, even after Jesus coming and going, and he's seen how gloriously Jesus come back again in heaven. Hello? This man, Daniel, saw both. Some of you would have come for David Pawson's teachings. You'll find that it's a valley-like. It's now they went through a valley. Jesus went up the hill to Mount, And after that, it's another time that we are living now. And then go up again, where Jesus will come back again. So within the two mountains, Daniel saw this and also saw the last days. Daniel saw this of crucifixion of Jesus Christ and also saw the last day. He didn't see the valley. So he was not able to see, understand the valley. I pray today, how many of us, all of us want to become prophets. All of us want to prophesy. All of us want to see the revelation of God. But we don't want to sacrifice. There is a sacrifice Daniel paid. His sacrifice was three things. Being obedient and faithful to God. Number two, he had the wisdom of God. That to the right thing at the right time, at the right moments. The third thing, he was prayerful and fasting. And this Daniel's fast is not for you not to eat any food. But it's about you eating something, but avoiding the things which gives fats into your body. Hello? How many of you like roti canai? For your information, I had one last night. I left the church about 1 o'clock in the morning. This morning, I went across Pelita. It was very nice. I was tempted. I saw the pisang standing there. Green, nice, beautiful pisang. It was tempting. Then after I looked at the guy making the roti canai, I said, give me pisang, roti pisang. While he was making, make two pisang inside, not one pisang. Greed. I know I'm going to preach this today morning, but temptation overtook me last night. And I was livering when he was making it. Because I was sitting beside that man. Can you just imagine? If only if I can cut this down, a lot of things can happen much more than what's happening now. Amen? Sacrificial. The food we suggested, Daniel's fast is about sacrificing the kingly food. Right? Kingly food. Somebody told me that kingly food is, you know, roti canai is not kingly food. The king does not eat roti canai. But anything that is not, that gives you fattening yourself and gives you slumbering, if you slumber, it's called kingly food. Right? King only after eating go and sleep. So you have to wait for his judgment until his time he gets up. But this is not a kingly food. So we have suggested for during the time of fasting, there are three things that you will do. Number one, you must do prayer. Don't just fast and don't do prayer. Prayer is important. Daniel faced three times a day he prayed. And I want to make it a point today that every one of us, some or other, at least pray two times a day. At least pray two times a day. I know you are praying for church. You are praying every day. But I pray that you will make an effort and say, God, pray to him. Don't ask anything from God. Don't ask anything from God. Say, God, I want to do this Daniel fast for your glory, for your kingdom, for yourself. That I'm giving this up to you. I'm sacrificing something out of my body so that you can speak to me and you can open my eyes. Amen? So why is the purpose? Is we are all the time not hearing because you know why? We chew too much of food. So much so, the grinding of the teeth is much more louder than the voice of the Lord. Right? Second thing, the gastric juice chewing up here, and suddenly when I'm sitting in front of somebody, I too will have that some grouching sound. So we want to cut down all this noise so that we can hear God clearly. Amen? And then when you are eating too much, slumbering like last night after eating, I slumbered well. But your eyes becomes dim, you know, you close your eyes. So we don't want to close the eyes. We want to see. So we ask the Lord, when we fast, open my eyes to see, Lord. And the third thing that will happen to our mind, brain, is our brain slumbers, doesn't work very well. Jam. You ask them something, I can't think now. Can I tell you this later, Pastor? I don't know why, suddenly I cannot think. Especially after a nice Hainanese, nice Chinese food up there, you know. The nice, what is this, what do you eat? Chicken rice and all those food, all the dishes. I can't think now. I'll tell you tomorrow, Pastor. I'll decide tomorrow and let you know. Right? I asked somebody yesterday something. I'll tell you tomorrow, Pastor. Today I can't think. It's because of our mind becomes slumbering, sluggish, because of the food we eat too much. Amen. So if you find that God, the kingly food, if you avoid, you'll find ourselves light, our mind start working, and we'll have the understanding that when God speaks to us, we'll have the understanding of God in our mind. Amen? We'll have the understanding of the word. So some of the things that we highlight to show it to you today, that this help, this food, this fasting is voluntary, and I will urge all the church members to partake of it. Alright? It's voluntary, but urge you all to be part of it. But if you've got a health issue, attend to your health issue first. See a doctor first, if you can do this. Okay? Look at the diets. Suggested foods are all fruits, all kind of fruits, vegetables, fresh fruits, frozen fruit, dried fruit, juiced or canned. Any kind of fruits you can eat. Right? All kind of vegetables, be fresh or frozen or dried or juiced or canned. Some of you all like to juice fruit, vegetables and drink. I tried with this, what is this? Bitter gourd. It was unbearable. How many of you have taken a bitter gourd juice? Good luck, you all. I vomited it out immediately. And the poor doctor in Philippines, it was not on her face, it was on the bed there, not on the place where I was sitting down. He said, drink this, you know, it'll be good for you. I drank it a little while and I couldn't take it. Everything went inside, came out. So you can eat any juiced vegetable, it's good, healthy, and it's canned food, fresh vegetables you can eat. Whole grains, any grains that is whole, you can eat, okay? Whole grains. Nuts and seeds are good, important. Nuts are important, seeds are important. You can buy some of the nuts, you know, don't eat all the time, eat kachang, 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 ground nuts only. There are many other nuts too, okay? Kachang putih and kachang, the other one also got so many different kind of, so you eat some of those things. Beans, peas, canned or dried, you can eat any one of them. All quality oil, don't take anything oil which is not quality, okay? I know sometimes there are some people who are selling nowadays. I didn't realize. I used to buy bottles, but nowadays they sell in plastic, you know, plastic bags. I didn't realize that they are selling something plastic. Some of them are not good oil. Right? Not good oil. So don't use the oil which is not right. Right? I would suggest to you, one of the things I would suggest, this is my suggestion, don't follow exactly. They've got this coconut oil, virgin coconut oil, if you can get it, use with your salad every day, or olive oil with your salad, will be very good for yourself. Amen? It's good. It's good for us. So use oil, good oil which is good. Canola oil, grapeseed oil, whatever, it's peanut oil, sesame seed, or even soy oil, you can use anything which is good for you. Rice, eat to a limit. Don't have one big mountain. You know, when you go to the Indian shops, you'll know they ask for a, especially down pisang. I'm one of them. I'm one of the culprits. Down pisang, and then they'll put one mountain. After eating the mountain, you want to eat rasam, you ask for another one. After that, you want to eat the curd, you have another one. So three mountains. After that, you can't move out from that place. Okay? There are some of the things which I'm reading through. Brother Bernard is giving it to you. You can have it. You can have it. Just take one, limit one to yourself and one family to one. If you don't have, I'll send it to you by email. Right? It'll be good. Those who don't have an email, you can take one now. Just share with you for a while. Afterwards, you get from me some more. That's okay? Try not to eat. Don't eat roti canai. So probably I did that this morning, the last one. I won't eat anymore. And especially with the banana, it was so oily, I had to go to the toilet 3 times this morning. Try rice, which is good, and chapati is not right. Why I do say this is, try to take something which does not have yeast. Yeast. It is helpful to us. Bible, whatever it says is good, because why? To avoid yeast is important. Avoid yeast food. Food with yeast. Water you can drink, any rice or from products of rice or even flour which does not have much yeast, you can have anything. You can have cookies or whatever it is, okay? Suggested beverages, spring water, distilled water or other pure waters, fruit juices, or even you want to have juice, light juice of whatever lettuce or whatever it is, you can have lettuce juice. Food to avoid, all meat and animal products, all dairy products, sweeteners, sugars, sweet food. I'll be happy, all my sisters and brothers who are hanging around me all the time, telling me, encouraging me not to eat that, he'll be happy. Or leavened bread. Unleavened bread, avoid it. Right? If you can't get leavened bread, I will ask these people here whether they can make leavened bread so that we can have unleavened bread, so we can have, don't have yeast in the bread, okay? Some of you have got your own place, you can make, it's good. The reason is because when the time Egyptians left Egypt to go to the promised land, there was a long distance, yeast can actually cause some stomach problems. Right? Yeast will cause some problems. It bloats up your stomach. That is why you should avoid leavened breads. Refined and processed food products, all deep fried foods, all solid fats and extract. Avoid too much of fried food. Try to avoid fried food. End of this day, all of you will be slim and healthy. Beverages to avoid: coffee, tea, herbal teas, carbonated beverages, energy drinks, and alcohol. He says none of these things went in. During the time of when Daniel's time, there was no carbonated drinks, okay? There was no such thing as energy drink. Tonkat Ali and all those other energy drinks. Rhino, whatever it is, you know, you call it. It was not there. Alright? So, others to avoid in Daniel's fasting is activities. I would suggest if you are addicted to televisions, avoid televisions. Not too much. If you are watching news or something like that, it's okay. If you are a person who is playing games, video games, abstain from it. Right? TVs, games, and internet too. Some of us are locked into internet from morning to evening, and everything, every time I see the internet, what's up there? Somebody's on the line. So you want to chat. So we avoid that, because Daniel did not have an internet chat at that time. That is why he was able to concentrate on his fasting and his prayer. Do you understand? When he's even sitting down, he's able to pray to God. And I've given you some of the blessings that you'll receive. I want you to read so that you'll be able to receive the blessings too. And I pray that you will have everything that God has given. Now, coming back to Daniel's fasting here back again. What did the character did Daniel talk about? If God is talking to us today, and God is showing us today the album of his, and he opens to the place where Daniel was, he is so pleased with Daniel that Daniel was able to be the man that he wanted him to be. And Daniel had these things that he can interpret dreams, he can even tell dreams that you had dreamed last day, he can look at you and tell you, you had dreamed yesterday, you dreamt like this, like this, like this. That's what we want today in the last days of days. In these days, when the Joel, he says that, in Joel 2:28, he says that, in the last days I'll pour out the Spirit. What does he do? Man will have visions. Old man will have visions. Dreams. Young man will have visions. And I pray it will happen to us today. In these last days, we have to be the people who are going to uphold the kingdom of God. I do not know whether you know or not, brothers and sisters, in every part of the nations, the one world order is now taking shape. Do you all know that? How is it taking shape in Malaysia? I was sent an asset of a man, the business asset of a man in Malaysia, one single man, and he owns so many things in this nation. He owns the Post Malaysia. He owns now Proton. He owns the rail track. He owns so many things that now, even Inda Water. So everything is controlled by one person, and you'll find you'll have a problem because he decides the life of ours. As it's taking shape, people like us should rise up now in the fervency of God, in the zeal of the Lord, that we will be able to interpret dreams and tell these people and expose some of the people as we walk. God will speak to you and show you. In these last days, we need these people to become the counselors for kings, presidents, prime ministers in the world. Amen? Are you willing to be one? How many of you are willing to be one? Put up your hand and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Here I am, Lord. Send me, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Send me, Lord. Unless you have a conviction in our heart, God says, these guys are not very happy, you know. They don't want to be like Daniels. In the last days, we need Daniels. We need Josephs today. Unless and until, not this Joseph, okay? The character of Joseph. You could be Daniel, but not that Daniel, but the character of Daniel of that person. Amen? Praise God. So today God is teaching us today in the family book, the emblem of God, that He is God. He says, I have a family and his name is Daniel. And Daniel was nurtured in his family, which whom I placed him in. His family taught him everything that he was able to uphold even as a teenager. Today our teenagers can't even hold on to the things that we give them. And he was a teenager and yet he was able to be strong in the Lord. And God is telling us today that even at the time when the synagogue, the temples were also telling him, telling the people and teaching the people, whatever he learned from the church, from the synagogue at that time is still today being used today. Amen. He says, whatever he learned from the family, the counseling, the discipling received in the family and also in the church or even the place where he was worshipping is being used till today. He upheld it. He was faithful to it. He was obedient to it. God is speaking to us today. God is speaking to us today. Because he was so faithful, I gave him wisdom. And he used the wisdom wisely. And thirdly, he says, he was not only a prayerful man, but he was a man who fasted. He abstained from the things that I do not like. And he was alert all the time. A watchman has to be alert all the time. A watchman cannot sleep. A watchman cannot slumber. A watchman has to keep his ears very, very clear and hear the sound, whether the horses are coming down. Must hear the horse, galloping of the horse, the footsteps. Must be able to hear the whisper of God. Amen? A watchman has to hear. A watchman has to see. A watchman has to be wise to communicate that what he see and what he hear to the people. That's what Daniel did. God is proud about him. God is happy with him. God says that this child has upheld what I taught him. Even in difficult place, in difficult situation, he was able to overcome the things the world wanted to overcome. And he didn't want to defile himself. Even the food which was given to him, he finds himself defiling God if he defiles his body. Brothers and sisters, today, many of us have got to think. There are things, many things that we do in our life, which defiles our body, which defiles our mind, which defiles the things. But Jesus Christ has given us, that deliverance from our lives. But I invite you today, not to be just standing and saying, yes, I've overcome this, I've overcome that. But say, God, if somebody has a dream, if a king or president has a dream, he does not know, I will be able to interpret the dream. And you will tell me the dream. If that threatens me, I will still uphold your love for me. Because your son, Jesus Christ, went up on the cross for me. He died for me. I am willing to uphold what he teaches me. Daniel asked for time. In the time of these 21 days, you ask God, God, give me this 21 days, a walk which is going to be so intimate with you that I want to know what you have for this nation of Malaysia. I want to know what's going to happen around the world. I want to know, Lord, how nice, how beautiful it'll be. This church are standing out people all over nations as prophets, as apostles, as teachers, as evangelists, as pastors. That's a great demand. Not to be in a full time. You can be whatever you're doing in work. You can still operate in the fivefold ministry. Fivefold ministry is not a full-time ministry. It can also be whatever job you're doing. You can operate in the fivefold ministry wherever you are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So God is going to do that. Ask God. And ask God to give you the interpretation. Ask God to tell to people, not to please people, but to please God. He was not able to please people. He didn't please the king, though there was a draconian sword over his life. If he were to not bow down, and yet he did. Because he rather pleased God and die than to please man and not to die. No wonder Paul says, in death, in Christ, in living, it's also about Christ. In death, he's happy that he'll see Christ. But in living, he also is for Christ. Amen? So he knows he doesn't please any man. So he would like to have the things that he wants. He would like to see that God today will operate in us the way that he wants to operate in our lives. Amen? Praise God. Let's bow our head. Lord, we pray today. as you have used Daniel, help us, Holy Spirit, that we can keep our body and our mind undefiled from now on, Lord. Help us during this time of fasting. This fast, Lord, though we eat, we want to take away the food which does not help us spiritually, Lord. Lord, we pray that you'll guide us for the calling of yours. In the last days, you want more Daniels, the character of Daniels that is in Christ Jesus. And the purpose that you have for us will be fulfilled in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that Lord, as we partake, even Lord, as we embark into this Daniel's fasting, we pray you'll be with us all the time. You'll continue to uphold us, Holy Spirit, Comforter. We pray that you'll be able to comfort us and encourage us when you're finding difficulty in fasting or even in temptations to eat the things that does not please you, Lord. We pray in the most precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.